Brain scientist John Donahue also heads research at the VA that's finding new ways to help the disabled regain some function. In a new article in Science magazine, Donahue explains that the brain activity map could help advance that research and lays out why scientists want a better picture of how large areas of the brain interact in real time. He says this project hasn't been funded yet. Money or no money, at least there's some buzz.
One thing that it has done, if nothing happens, if the government elects to do nothing, it's certainly precipitated a lot of discussion about how we can truly understand the brain.
Some have compared the Brain Activity Map Project's scope and ambition to the Human Genome Project, which not only advanced our understanding of genetics, but spawned new industries. Donahue says Rhode Island researchers could play a strong role in the effort. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.